matter what anybody tells you, words and ideas can change the world.
Okay, terrific.
Language and writing were made available.
He'll teach you everything.
I'm writing this down. This is good stuff.
Hey, I'm John. This is John Helps You Write Better. And today I'd like to speak to those writers who have plenty of projects started and plenty more ideas, I guess, pending might be a good word, and absolutely none of them finished. I'm looking at the writers who have written or intended to write 1, 2, 5, 30, 70, 100, 150 or more things, but never really sat down to finish any of them. Always moving to the next shiny thing, like my cat chasing a laser pointer. I want to talk to you because, well, I have questions. I don't understand. I genuinely don't understand why you're doing what you're doing. I want you to succeed. I want you to be happy. I want you to be fulfilled. I want you to be as creative as you want to be. I want you to be as successful as you want to be. And I hear you. I hear you saying you want to be published. I hear you saying you want to be, you know, this person with books on a shelf who writes things that inspire other people. And I have to ask, well, Why haven't you finished? Why haven't you gotten more than halfway on any one of your ideas? Why do you have so many ideas? Why do you keep chasing the next new thing and you put the other one down the minute something happens? What am I misunderstanding? What's not clear to me here? I think there are two reasons this happens. I think there's a fear, some kind of fear, some amount of fear, doing some amount of driving. There's this fear of, well, I could get rejected. I could get, you know, nobody could pay me, or I couldn't sell a book, or no one will represent me, or whatever flavor of publishing carries with it its own set of fears and reasons behind it. But I think there's a greater fear of, I don't want to find out I'm not very good at this. Because at the core of the writing experience, there's just you. There's just you being vulnerable on the page. There's just you being creative. And when we're not trying to like publish a book immediately, when we're just in the making up stage and we're just writing what we're writing whenever we're writing it, whether it's in that Google Doc or you bought Scrivener or whatever the hell you're doing, when it's just you and the page, there are very low stakes and everything feels free and boundless and easy because it's just you. And no one else needs to know unless you mention it. You're very much in charge of it and you're very much in control. And all those fears about, you know, the next 50 steps that happen, well, they're way the hell down the road because you're only on step one, which is write. And we haven't even gotten to step two, which is finish. So as long as you stay here in step one, you're in control and everything's idyllic and it's great. And that's a fine attitude for some. That's a fine attitude for somebody who doesn't want to publish. That's a fine attitude for somebody who just wants to write as a hobby. That's great. There's nothing wrong with that. But you've said repeatedly that you don't want it to be a hobby. You've said repeatedly that you want this to be a job. You've said repeatedly that you want to be somebody who sells books. Even if you sell books on the side because you have other dreams, that's fine. But you still got to sell those books. You still talk about being a published author. You still talk about being out in the world, whether that's, you know, part of the big five in the traditional machine or selling them yourself. You have to finish. There's no other way around this. You're not going to suddenly, you know, publish a book that's undone. And look, yeah, maybe it's unreasonable for me to sit here and ask you if you're afraid and expect a deep, honest answer because it's hard. It's hard to admit that you're afraid. It's hard to admit it's easy to say you're afraid, but hard to specify what that fear is because there are just so many of them. And that's fine. I understand that. I'm afraid of a million things in any given day, whether it's about writing or marketing or selling or doing this or doing that. But the only way these things are going to happen is if you face that fear, name it, and then do your thing anyway. I don't know how else to put that. I would love to have some other more sensible, less melodramatic way of saying it, but the reality of it is you have to learn how to do your stuff alongside your fear and not let the fear be bigger than your want to do stuff, because otherwise you won't get anywhere and it'll be all talk. And at the end of the day, at the end of your life, at the end of whatever, you will find you are way more disappointed than satisfied. And I don't want that for you. I don't want that for any human being on the earth. And I certainly don't want it for anybody who wants to be creative and create a book. It's okay to be afraid. Stuff's really hard. Rejection is scary. Marketing is a tough slog. Algorithms dominate everything. There's what seems like a landscape that shifts and changes every day. Just the act of sitting down and writing, especially when you've had a bad day or no sleep or the kids are too cranky or you're broke or you're hungry or you're horny or there's just a million other people all up your ass, can be hard. I get it. I really do. But if this thing is important to you, it's time that you give yourself credit and value enough to have this thing be important and have you be important and choose yourself and choose this activity and go do this thing that you want to do in spite of the fear. Because you can beat your fear. You can be better than your fear. And I'd like to tell you how. Because the other half of this, the other reason why I think people start a million fucking things and it doesn't go anywhere is because they don't have tools and support and they don't know how to ask for them or they don't even know where to go. And look, if this were 5, 7, 9, 10 or more years ago, I'd say go online. Go sit on social media. There's tons of great writing advice. But now you jump on social media and they're just Nazis and fascists and bigots. And it's not really the resource hub it used to be. Not in the breadth of things, not in the diversity of things. It's become far more specialized. It's become far more segmented, far more isolated. But there are resources. There's this podcast. There's everything I do. There's the Patreon I do. There's loads of different coaches and newsletters and stuff for free that you can avail yourself of to a limit. Now, I should point out that free stuff's going to have a limit, because it's free and people need money to survive, at least until we abolish money. And there's YouTube and classes and stuff available that people have put out. I've got tons of stuff on the YouTube channel. I've got tons of podcasts. You can learn a lot if you knew that it was here. And now partially that's my fault. I'm afraid to market. I'm afraid to fail. I'm afraid of being seen. There's a ton of stuff driving my inability to really effectively get the word out. That's a different topic for a different day. Maybe we'll talk about that tomorrow. But the point I'm trying to make is, I think one of the other reasons why you start and never finish is because you've never had somebody in your corner. You've never had a cheerleader, not even a, oh, you're doing a great job, head pat, gif on social media cheerleader. I mean somebody who will sit down with you and tell you how great you're doing and tell you how well you're writing and tell you, okay, here are the next three steps. Here are the next two questions to answer. Here's the next way you do this thing. And that kind of support and education is rare. It's real rare. I know it's real rare because I do it and I don't know many other people who do it the way I do it. And I think when you get the right combination of a sense of ability, a sense that you can overcome your fear, along with support and education, I think anybody can finish a book. I think anybody can find the discipline. Maybe not the consistent discipline of the cliche writer who sits down for 5, 7, 9 hours a day or whatever and sits and writes undisturbed in a coffee shop with a big chunky sweater and a giant mug of whatever the fuck you're drinking, and sit down and write like days of yore, because those days are gone. That's just not going to happen. Life's too busy. Life moves too quickly. There's too many demands on us. It's unrealistic to blame yourself for not being able to meet a cliche. You need to be able to write. You need to be able to put your ass in the chair and sit down and write. And I question every part of this. Do you want to be a writer? Are you afraid of the stakes? Do you know what to do? Do you have somebody supporting you? Do you know how to do the thing you want to do beyond just daydreaming and, you know, masturbating about it in your head until it's, you know, until some daydream is accomplished where you can just say, oh, one day I'll do a thing. Yeah, well, one day you'll also have missed your chance. I would strongly encourage you, strongly advise you to find support, real support. And find a resource wherein you can ask real questions. And it's okay to admit that you don't know. And it's okay to admit that it's hard and that you're scared and that it's tough. But support plus education plus belief will get you pretty goddamn far in this business. And remember, all those dreams about sales and money and income and being able to leave your job behind and supporting yourself through your writing, that's a business. And you got to do more than just daydream about it. It's time to do it. So pick any one of your ideas. Anyone. You've got tons. You've got however many you've got. Just pick one. And let's work on it. Not just faff around. Not just scribble a little bit. Really sit down and organize it. And if you're listening to this and you're this person who has a million of these things, here is what I would really love you to do. I want you to email me. Straight up, I want you to email me at thewriternextdoor@gmail.com. thewriternextdoor@gmail.com. I want you to email me and ask me for your book workbook, and I'll send you a link to it. And you can just have it. You can just have it. Okay? I want you to use this. I want you to fill it out. It's a spreadsheet. It's a Google Doc. It's real easy. I want you to have it, and I want you to fill it out. And I want you to see your idea in a new way, not just that big sprawling document you have. I want you to see its pieces. I want you to see the blueprint. And I want you to see how far you've actually come and how close you could be to finishing, or how close you could be to reaching those milestones to indicate that you're making progress. You can do this. And it's free. You just gotta email me. Ask for it. You can have it. No strings, no sales pitch. Just, you can have it. Now, I will tell you, if you like it and you want more, well, then email me again and we'll talk about how to get more and we'll do more. But that's a different story for a different day. For now, I want you to make progress. I want you to write it down. I want you to track your progress because I want you to reach your goal. And the only way we're going to reach this goal is together. And the only way we're going to reach this goal together is by having the tools rather than just the daydreams. So give that some thought, and I will talk to you tomorrow.